We're going to talk about Paul's question, a little bit about community, and about the Audio Boom app. Hey everybody out there in Audio Boomland, this is Jeff Thompson, friendly Fridley, Minnesota, right in the middle of the United States on the northern edge. We didn't get the snow at all. Nothing. It's been nice here, but don't tell everybody. Cuts down the tourism. So anyways, Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting on Audio Boom, has the big question. Should we be partnership up with Audio Boom as an entity, as podcasters, I believe. And I think they should respect the podcasters, I guess. Not respect, but have that element not fade away. Because, you know, when you're talking about radio stations, they're not actually broadcasting on Audio Boom. They're broadcasting and taking snippets and putting it out there. But then you do have podcasters who do use Audio Boom as a way to get exposure to Audio Boom, to this eclectic group of broadcasting, audio broadcasting, whether it be a podcaster, whether it be radio. But, you know, when it comes into the business model that they want to go with, monetizing, the podcasters who are, you know, doing audio blogs and stuff, kind of that, I think that's the area that we're talking about. And I think that's a great structure that they have in their architecture that is getting lost. And I posted this on the Blind Abilities channel, not a rant, but just kind of some observance. And I'm glad Paul asked the question because, you know, do we have any representation as this moves on? And my gosh, it is a great application once you get past the voiceover issues that we're having. And the sudden just crashing. You know, I was listening to a post, a DM this morning, and bang, it just crashes three times to finish it. And it wasn't really that long. I mean, so it's just kind of annoying a little bit having the bugs that are in it. And I uploaded a DM, and it was probably a 8-minute DM, and it said it failed. But the percentage of 23%, 25%, then it would fail. Then it'd come back on and say 32%, 35%, then it'd fail. But 100% went and it did go. So it's interesting. It's real interesting, some of the bugs and quirks. And yes, you know, support@audioboom.com. Send an email. And that's a productive way of doing things. And I do like how natural people will come out when it first happens and blow up against it. You know, it's just a natural human thing to do, as in a business sense. It's probably not the most productive thing, you know. I myself, you know, rolled over, grabbed my phone, updated, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know. So we all do that. We've all had our moments and stuff. And that's kind of the beauty of a community where we all, if it was just a email or a text, everyone would be, you know, it's, you wouldn't understand it as you do in audio, that you can do with audio. And that's the beauty of the beast here. So as Paul mentioned, do we get an app, go somewhere else and do something else? I think we got a perfect, you know, I don't think the sighted world knows about it either, how great of an architecture of an application that they have built. And the voiceover is in there. It's in there. There's just some glitches that if we could iron out a few of these glitches and then figure out how, as Paul says, you know, should we become a partnership? And I think the umbrella partnership is podcasters, as a podcast hosting service, basically is what it is, with an application that is so unique that you can develop communities and channels with it. And if you map that across any type of environment, whether it be a commercial environment, a business environment, or an educational environment, that architecture, the community building, the channel building is unique. And that is what makes this whole audio boom so, attaching to us in a sense, because it's something that we all know is there. We all know how it should work. And by golly, fix it, right? So as a constructive way of doing it, as Paul brings up, I think we should do, make it known that podcasters want to use their services and are willing to pay for their services. You don't get anything for nothing. And if you do, you get what you get. And that's it. I'm willing to pay for, the channel rights, or let's say podcasting hosting, as an individual, how do we do it as a group? That's the question. And I think by sending emails in, and I've sent emails in before talking about, is there a way of monetizing? Is there a way of doing kind of exactly what Paul's talking about here? But, how do you make it so you are recognized as an entity, as a partnership? It's very interesting. It's an interesting way to do it. And I think doing it as a whole, Sabrina said that she posted onto the channel, and I said, oh, it's on a different channel. But she said, but he did too, and he's talking about this. And I didn't think it was. And then I went back and reread both of them that Paul put up. And yeah, he kind of talks about an inclusive part of all the podcasters, sighted or blind. And if you get into the part where it's just for the blind, that opens up a can of worms in a way. Although, when it says, VIP advisors, visually impaired people, advisors, or blind abilities, or VI talk, visually impaired talk, I think it's pretty obvious, that it's for the blind community. And it's great. And I think it's, I think the temperamentalness of the application changing and being glitchy keeps new users from coming on. And that's the biggest aspect of Audio Boom is missing right now, because people who have been on Audio Boom and realize the value of Audio Boom will figure out the workarounds. If you stand on your head and you touch here and you swipe twice and tippity tap there, it works fine. But if we could just get it, some representation from the community supporting, even the beta parts of it, but I think the bottom line comes up is are the stockholders going to recognize us at all, the podcasting element? So I think you have to take it as a whole to get to the point where investors and stuff will give the nod. Right now, Robert Proctor is looking at monetizing across America, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, all over the place. And, all the radio connections and everything like that. And I heard about the Audible books, and I haven't seen anything about that, though, come to this new app. I was expecting this new app to have it. I got to check the web store, the Audio Boom web store again, but I haven't seen anything come of that. So we'll see how that pans out. I know the website has gotten away from the Flash, if you want to upload, and I've sent in emails to support@email.com. You can critique how it's going about. And they have made changes. After I've sent in that email, I'm not saying my email was the one that do it. It was just probably a coincidence of sorts. But they went away from the Flash player that popped up, and now it's you can move about. And I noticed that the buttons, it seems like you get double, two sounds per button, and you got to figure out which one's working and which one's not. So, if we could get that tweaked a little bit, using the computer on the Audio Boom, I use a MacBook Pro, and the accessibility is pretty dang good. And, when you bring up all your headings and stuff like that, you can move around pretty cool with that. I don't use the PC much anymore, and I haven't gone on the website with the PC, so I can't speak for that. Maybe someone that has can. But it does seem, as I seen on Sabrina's post, that they do have a great support response team. And, you know, I've sent emails in sometimes and haven't got response, and sometimes I've gotten great response. So it's a little mixed, but it's more on the positive side. I'm very optimistic, and I would just like to see, you know, I would just like to see something come about. And maybe this is what Paul's bringing up here, as we do it as a community. You know, and I think it has to be a podcasting community. So basically, we'll pay for them to host it, you know, and what does that cost? You know, I know across the board you have Libsyn, you have other platforms out there of hosting, and it can be quite expensive, you know, if you're just going in, because that involves having your website, that involves you having your own space and time and your own productions, and but you don't get the community like that unless you, you know, network it with Twitter and, you know, stay connected like that. But that means another person would have to get an account to host their podcast or sorts, you know, or, you know, it gets complicated. And that's why podcasting back in 2000-something kind of took a dive for a while, because it was so hard for people to, you know, record something, put it into MP3, convert it to MP3 format, and then to transfer a file here, and then for someone to listen to it, they'd have to take it from the internet, download it, put it on a stick, and put it in some type of device, an MP3 player to listen to it. You know, they're spending, you know, reminds me of doing homework in college. You know, you spent 3 hours trying to get your technology down and an hour getting your homework done, you know. So, and that's how podcasting used to be. But now, you know, with this app or with other apps and podcatchers and all sorts of stuff, it's growing. And I read a statistic somewhere where it said that podcasting over the last year has grown 60%. And people subscribing on iTunes last year, I think it was last year they reported it, 1 billion, over 1 billion subscribers to podcasting, which is amazing. And they're starting to make money on it. So we're at a point here where Audio Boom is right on the cusp of, you know, this breaking thing where radio podcasting and that type of stuff, this eclectic app that they have, could be. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying it is the ticket, but I'm saying they're right there. I think Robert Proctor, you know, when he left, I believe it was Google, and, you know, saw the beauty of this, I think he's on to something, and I hope that he keeps the podcasting part into it, because that's another element, another component that this eclectic audio posting can do. So I'm in, Paul. I think it's a great start. Let's keep the lines open. Other people have ideas and stuff. Come on out and let's talk. All right. Thanks, Paul. And until next time, bye-bye.